Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is Lauri Markkanen, and it's time for a Jazz Game Rewind.
Five on the clock. Lauri checks the clock. Three on the clock. Deep three. Good.
Sometimes brilliant talent overwhelms.
The Jazz got their star back, Lauri Markkanen, and boy did it show as the finisher scored 34 pacing the Jazz. However, the Jazz ran into Luka Doncic and the Red Hot Mavs, who emerged victorious in the back-and-forth affair by the score of 115 to 105. With your Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Leif Tulin. Lauri was sensational all night long, scoring 20 in the first half alone. In the entire game, Lauri hit six threes, which propelled him into his game-leading 34 points.
Lob, Markkanen, dunk. Colin Sexton hit the bullseye. Back to Clarkson in the corner. Rotate to Lauri on his tippy toes. Fires the three, rips the cord. Right-hand floater from 5 feet out, a little long. Lauri flies in from the left side, taps it with the left hand off the glass and in.
Unfortunately for the Jazz, Luka Doncic was sensational on the night. Despite poor three-point shooting, he tallied a 29-point, 12-rebound, and 13-assist triple-double, making big plays when it counted, taking over the game late, scoring 20 points in the second half.
Luka to the front court. No-look pass to Lively under the basket, and he dunks. Luka looked left, brought the whole defense with him, and then threw it to the right to Lively, who dunked it. Here's Luka. Step back three to his left, his preferred shot, and he makes another one. Doncic, top of the key, jumper is good.
To see where Luka commanded the game, the Mavs pulled away from the Jazz. Here are David Locke and Ron Boone.
And I would imagine Luka's not going to come out of the ball game with the game this close.
Luka, one-on-one on Hendricks, left side, step back, Taylor all over him, and Luka nails it, turns to the crowd, says a few things. A kid in the fourth row says he deserves a technical for what he just said. 102-96. Here's Keontae, right elbow. Collins, hand off to Clarkson. Lowry's on the bench. Clarkson jabbing, driving at Washington, who's much bigger. Throws up an air ball. Rebound comes out to Gafford. Outlets it off the back of Exum, who runs it down in the corner. Top to Luka. Luka working on John Collins. Crossover, drive, gets by him. Ball fakes, behind the back pass off the back of Hendricks to Gafford. He gives it back to Luka. Right hand push shot, scored it. Mavericks have their largest lead of the game of eight, equaling the largest lead of either team tonight. A great game, 5:51 to play, 104-96. Exum bothering Keontae at 45 feet. Left-hand pass by Keontae is loose and goes out by Sexton out of bounds, and the Jazz are throwing the ball away, turning it over, ill-advised shots. The pressure's been amped up right now, and they've got to get tighter, not looser. Here's Doncic, 25 points, 11 rebounds, 12 assists right now. Hendricks defending. Hendricks reaches down, knocks away, goes, dives for it, loses Doncic. He's in the lane. He flares from the corner. P.J. Washington for three. It's good. Luka Doncic with his 13th assist of the game.
Yes. And when they're making shots off of passes, they're tough to beat.
107-96. Here's Keontae running off a John Collins pick. Chests it back up top to Clarkson. Clarkson goes one-on-one on Exum, nowhere to go. Back out to Keontae, blows by Washington to the rim. Gafford goes up high, swats it with the left hand, but that's a goaltend. I didn't think so. I gotta tell you what, I didn't think that was goaltending. Want to see the replay and have Ron Boone tell me I'm wrong. Here we go. Ron Boone, am I wrong?
No, you're not.
That was not goaltending.
No.
And Dallas is gonna challenge this. 5 minutes to play. Jazz are suddenly down 9, 107-98 here in the fourth. That challenge was successful, and the Jazz get 2 points knocked off the board. And Lauri Markkanen returns the game. Now, why is it Lauri jumping it instead of John Collins? I guess John Collins is a better jump ball
quicker
guy
jumper
than Lauri.
Quicker jumper, and he got the possession the first time.
He'll have to jump it against Gafford here at midcourt because there was no imminent possession, and Dallas wins the tip.
Yep.
107-96. Jazz have not scored in over 4 minutes. Going to close one all the way up until right now. Luka going into the right block against Markkanen. They space the shooters. Luka working the right side with his right shoulder into Markkanen's chest. Step back, Nowitzki jumper is good. I'm telling you what, man, I do not want to see him in the playoffs.
In sum, the high-scoring affair that was in the first half had its twists and turns and evened out to become a fairly comfortable Dallas win behind Luka and Kyrie combining for 56 points despite the Jazz's hot start and 75 points from Lauri Markkanen, John Collins, and Colin Sexton. The Jazz will look to regroup when Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs come to town Wednesday. Get your tickets at UtahJazz.com, and I'll see you at the game. New Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Lee Tulane. And as always, go Jazz!